This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about parental leave.
Would you want a six-month all-gender paid parental leave policy? The numbers haven't changed that much since, you know, a song ago.
Yes, 75% say yes, sounds great. 15% say no, too long a time. 5% say maybe. And 3.8% say no, they'd have FOMO, fear of missing out. Over on Instagram, it's still 92% for yes, 8% for no. And we have some messages.
The messages on Twitter, right? So this is Gurpreet Singh saying, what do parents who just had their firstborn think? Also, the parents who had kids working from home or during
the MCO recently,
and I think that's the thing, right? I mean, if you had a kid during that period, you can now focus on taking care of the kid and not worry about work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the difference, right? I think the stress of working from home is you are still working, right? So now you've got that. Some parents would definitely benefit from this. Daniel Lee, I don't plan to have another kid. Not an option for me to choose. Too many equality needed and it'd be too painful to change. Too much equality needed, okay? After 6 months over, go to a ready wind-up office and that will be like, sounds great. Okay, Shamil, and then says, I'm going to sound like an whole something here, but please don't pile more work to the singles. It's bad enough we have to brace against nosy aunties. Now we have to face discrimination at work too. Give us extra paid vacation day, which later converted to parental leave after marriage. Same thoughts, not just for a single staff, but other staff too.
That's coming from Mrs. Hamid.
Yeah, so applicable too for those taking care of elderly parents. That's an interesting thought. And then maybe, like, I don't know, some companies can introduce sabbaticals.
Yeah, for caregivers, right?
I mean, that's, you know, that'd be a great way forward, right?
We've got another one here from Fatura who says, I don't know, it kind of feels like discrimination for those who are single. You don't know how many working parents use their kids for Tai Chi work to single people. Like, single people don't have lives.
I'm single and I don't. At one point, I felt like getting a dog just to apply for parental leave to prove for. And here's
my thought,
right? Here's my thought. They're approving parental leave. It doesn't mean you have to be married.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Single parents as well.
So that's the difference. So you can choose to adopt or foster a child, and that you will also have that privilege, right? Mm. And you know what the difference here right now is, that it's parental leave, which means both parents, right, father and mother. And you know, it's how is that different from when it was just maternity leave, right? So did you have a view that
when someone's taken
maternity leave, that they're giving you extra work, you know? I mean, you know, so it's just a fact right now that it is applicable to both parents. So this applies to you if you're a single parent too.
Yeah. Now, you know, Frida, we're both parents here, you know, so maybe we need the viewpoint of a single person. And we do have a single person in the studio with us, right?
Who's dying to talk to us about this. So how do you feel about this, Daniel?
Daniel, of course, is our intern and you're single, aren't you?
Yes,
Daniel,
yes.
Sorry to put you on the spot here.
Well, honestly, I think it's really great that they have this policy. I don't think it's discriminatory against singles. Because, not to say that singles don't have a lot of work, they do, but I think that parents who have kids do have more responsibility and do have a lot more stresses because they have a kid.
Right.
So I think it's a really good policy, honestly.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that, Daniel.
Right.
So thank you for being so candid on air.
Yeah, so we did all the things. No girlfriend, Daniel. No girlfriend, right? So this is not up your alley just yet, but that's your view. So interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, you still have about 19 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about this. Would you want a six-month all-gender paid parental leave policy? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll get to more of your messages in just a bit, but for now we have a story about Escape Cameron Highlands. It's a new world-class tourism destination right here in Malaysia and is expected to kickstart the revival of the country's domestic tourism industry, which has been greatly hit by the pandemic over the last year.
Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri said the project introduced a world-class brand that's 100% Malaysian, created by a Malaysian-born company, Sim Leisure Group, that has built some of the greatest parks around the world. Not only will Escape Cameron Highlands host their signature rides and attractions, as informed, they will also feature European themed architecture and games, synergizing Cameron Highlands' European heritage and its cooler temperate climate. As such, Escape Cameron Highlands will literally and figuratively be a breath of fresh air as far as the tourism industry is concerned. This novel destination stands to offer something truly unique, reconnecting us with nature. Nancy said, going by the success of existing escape parks in Penang and Petaling Jaya, the ministry was confident that Escape Cameron Highlands would continue to receive praise and support from tourists. She said, I was informed that Escape brand recently made its international debut in Sri Lanka and will soon expand throughout the ASEAN region, China. Escape will be the de facto brand ambassador for Malaysian tourism abroad, just as Disney Park is to the US or Legoland to Denmark. So international tourists will naturally want to see the birthplace of Escape brand Malaysia.
Right. So Nancy Shukri added that the opening of destinations such as Escape Cameron Highlands would also directly support the ministry's initiatives as the stimulus recovery plan, such as the stimulus recovery plan, with three underlying main cores, which are restoring confidence to travel, reviving domestic tourism, and maximizing resources. The minister also believes the Escape's business model was in line with the government's agenda to boost Malaysian ecotourism, whereby it serves a catalytic role in terms of new tourism investment while infusing renewed interest and vigour into Malaysia's ecotourism sector. She went on to say, visitors want to travel and reconnect with nature for recreation, and this will be the trend of tourism moving forward, which has been caused by the pandemic. The future of global tourism will be about family fun in the form of wellness. And she also predicts an exponential growth in demand for nature-based tourism worldwide. She says Malaysia will set itself apart from its regional neighbours by promoting clean, healthy, family-oriented tourism. And she believes we will capitalize on our abundant natural beauty heading towards this new direction. Very interesting, Frida. Now, I actually had to go and look up the Escape brand because I was not familiar with it. Are you familiar with it? No, I'm not.
Mm. So, there are a couple of things that are running through my mind right now, and I'm thinking of the journey to get there, the road getting there, is really limited due to road access, right? This is my feeling when I get there. I feel that it's really overdeveloped, okay? I feel that its beauty has disappeared. I'm just thinking about the impact on the environment. I don't have any, I'm not coming from environmentalist perspective, and I'm assuming that all environmental checks have been put in place. Yeah. Where will it be located? It feels congested as it is. And I don't know if we want to, whether that's the way to promote Cameron Highlands. I don't know.
Now, I wasn't familiar with the Escape brand, and that there was already an Escape in PJ and another in Penang. But a quick look up, it's like there's a lot of team building exercises. You've got your flying fox. You get to climb trees. You get to do that kind of stuff, which really feels like more like a team building thing. But I understand it's a recreational park. It's got, I think the one in Penang has got water slides and things like that. So it's interesting I guess they just want to give a variety of experiences, because in Petaling Jaya it's based in Paradigm Mall, if I'm not mistaken. The one in Penang will be by the beach side. I'm not exactly where sure where it's located, but in Cameron Highlands it's a bit cooler. It's a different experience in different parts of Malaysia to do these things. So but I also found it interesting that, they feel that nature-based tourism is going to be the next big thing, that people will want to come to Malaysia to do something like this, to activities like this. So it's interesting, but, I also worry about it being another white elephant.
Right.
If it's not utilised, if it's not marketed properly, if it's not taken care of well enough, then that's going to be another issue. And I know when Richard pitched for the story, he said, the name makes it sound like a zombie movie, Escape Cameron Highlands. So thank you for that, Rich.
And he's very cheekily said Escape Parliament.
You go. We are, of course, talking on the show today about paid parental leave, all gender, for 6 months. How do you feel about that? Where do we sign up? Or, I don't know, I have too much FOMO. Get in touch with us and tell us how you feel. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We've got about 13 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel. When we come back, we've got a story about retailers, relief assistance, you know, especially for those in malls. All that after a little bit of Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do with It. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.